Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of AnytimeGambling.com, your complete coverage of New England casinos and recreational gambling. So you got your Dunkin's coffee ready? Because our next Wicked episode is going to be starting right now. Episode 66 is all about casino trickery. But first, I have a few things I need to say. Our New England Casino and Gambling Podcast has just passed 1 year of publication. I started it, you know, just because I could. But it's been a lot of fun for me, and I hope it's been beneficial for you too. Yet another milestone is a personal one. Happy anniversary to my wife, Bert, for 37 incredible years. And now let's take a look at casino trickery. Research focusing on problem gambling has made us aware of many things in the casino that kind of trick us into wanting to play more. Dr. Harrigan is a leading researcher and contact person for the University of Waterloo Problem Gambling Research Team. His primary research interest is gambling addictions. But this episode isn't really about gambling addiction. This is about those things that you need to be aware of that I call casino trickery. Dr. Harrigan focuses on why so many slot machine players become problem gamblers, but he believes that the casino industry is trying to make addicts out of all of us. How do casinos entice the player to gamble more? Well, Dr. Harrigan says casinos are not truthful about how much slot machines pay out. It is valid to a certain extent. Most other games have odds that players know or figure out. Modern slots can be very tricky. On modern slot machines, half of the wins are net losses. An example would be a $1 bet and a 30-cent payoff, a loss of 70 cents. But the machine shows bright graphics and makes sounds announcing your win. Researchers call this losses disguised as wins, or LDWs. Unfortunately, these give players the incorrect feelings of winning. The invention of video slots provides many minor hits instead of waiting longer for those bigger hits like one would expect on real slot. Bonuses also play into this trickery. Individual hits can be minor, more often due to the chance and volatility of hitting a bonus or a bigger bonus. We all wait to hit the big one, much like playing the lotteries, right? But whose responsibility is it? Is it the casino or is it the players? Well, in the long run, the real problem is that we still intend on being constantly entertained. Now, unfortunately, as recreational gamblers, the house edge of the game we're playing really doesn't matter. Many of us will play anyways without even looking for better opportunities in either denominations or particular games with a lower house edge. It's what we call embrace the math, not the myth, at Anytime Gambling. Before we continue, it's time for something we haven't had in quite a while. It's news in 1 minute.
News in 1 minute.
There has been a lot of news coming out of New England casinos in the past couple of months, so I'm going to try to mention as many as possible in 1 minute. Start the clock. 2021 was a record year for casino revenue for New England casinos, and 2022 is being reported as a year that is going to exceed that. Lawmakers in Maine have advanced a bill to give mobile sports betting exclusivity to the four federally recognized tribes in Maine. Churchill Downs LTD, who also owns Oxford's Casino and Hotel, is actually showing interest in acquiring Chasers Poker Room in New Hampshire. Foxwoods continues to make changes for their 30th anniversary, announcing massive renovations and expansion, including their bingo hall, is a new partnership with Great Wolf Lodges to build a 15-acre indoor water park resort called Great Wolf Lodge at Mashantucket. Bally's Twin River continues its expansion of its casino floor and hotel lobby, as both Bally's properties in New England are the first to reintroduce smoking on the casino floor. Finally, Encore Boston Harbor is making changes to their entertainment expansion development to appease the entertainment community in Boston as well as the MGC. And that's your news in 1 minute.
News in 1 minute.
So the question is, why would so many people settle for 6-5 blackjack or 6-5 jacks or better video poker? I mean, who's responsible for playing games with a high house edge? Doesn't the responsibility on which games to play rest on the shoulders of the gambler? Or shouldn't gamblers that play often be responsible enough to know the best games, best strategies, and the pitfalls of high casino advantage games? You need to be aware of the things that tend to trick you into playing more than you expected to play. So beware of the tricks and take responsibility for your gaming. But if it's not fun anymore, casinos have many different programs to help out gamblers. So be careful, be smart, be knowledgeable, and go to the casino with a money management plan. This way, you limit the trickery, lengthen your bankroll's life, and enjoy recreational gambling for the fun it was meant to be. So we hope to see you next week, next Wednesday, and remember, embrace the math, not the myth. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and post about it on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Anytime Gambling, on Facebook at both AnytimeGambling.com, and by following me, Robin Aubin. And don't forget our website called, well, what do you think? AnytimeGambling.com. Remember, the N-E stands for New England. And as we say at NETG, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks again. And I'll see you next time.